While they were listening to this, he went out to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. Here's what Jesus said. A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Gospels, Luke chapter 19, 11 through 13. That's our passage today. The disciples thought that Jesus was going to establish an earthly kingdom. In order to dispel their disappointment, he told them a parable to remind them that he would go away and that they should work until his return. In the story, he is the man of noble birth who went to another country to be appointed king. But before he left, he gave his servants a great gift. A mina was worth 3 months' wages, and the servants were to put the money to work. After the man was named king, he returned and he checked to see what his servants had done with the gift. Some earned 50% to 100% of the original gift. These servants were rewarded. Others had done nothing with the gift. To these, the master expressed great disappointment. Well, Jesus has given you a great gift. In fact, everything we have, from our material possessions to our spiritual gifts, is from his hand. So how are you investing the great gifts God has given you? One day we will give an account to him. What will be his response when you give your investment report? Father, give me the desire, wisdom, energy, and focus to invest your gifts well. In the final accounting, I want my investment report to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.